The Australian Strategic Policy Institute is calling on the next federal government to refocus attention on the threat to Australia of cyber attacks. The current government has already announced a cyber security centre to combat the threat to Australia's digital systems, but one analyst says there are still too many vulnerabilities, particularly when it comes to the nation's infrastructure. Martin Cudahy has our report.
One of Australia's most secretive government agencies is the DSD, the Defence Signals Directorate. As well as monitoring digital intelligence, it also works on what's known as InfoSec, Information and Communications Security. In 2011-2012, DSD reported more than 400 cyber incidents against government systems. But it's not only government information that has to be defended against cyber attacks.
You might receive an email with some kind of linkage to a website which is encouraging you to input banking details, personal profile details, in order that those can be exploited for criminal purposes.
Dr. Tobias Feakin is one of the authors of a cybersecurity report by the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. It suggests the threat is now so significant that a white paper should be developed by the incoming government within its first year of office.
As it stands, the different elements of policy are quite disjointed. So what we're saying in this paper is that, you know, that really does need addressing, and we've suggested that a 12-month timescale is given after the general election, just to add a little bit of urgency to government's thinking in this regard.
What's wrong with our current policies?
In terms of the policies as they stand, they're distributed amongst a number of different departments, and what we don't have right now, if you like, is a clear idea of what is the threat landscape in the cyber domain, and that isn't clear enough for, be they, you know, government workers, for the public, and for businesses as well, so that they can understand what that picture is.
SC Magazine focuses solely on information security. Darren Pawley is the editor. He believes there is a clear and present danger that certain digital systems could be hacked. The vulnerability exists because some systems were designed to never go online, but now they are.
They're worried about what damage the people, the actual engineers that are working on these systems could do, should they, you know, for any reason, should they want to inflict harm. So, I mean, there is certainly a need to keep abreast of this, and, you know, maybe a white paper could be something that could help.
So what you're saying is that there are certain systems around the country that are particularly vulnerable to cyber attack?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, there's security effects, as I mentioned, security effects everything. But there's certainly systems that, should they be attacked, there's not a terrible amount of historical cases, but the potential is that there's certain systems that if they were attacked and things were to align, that they could cause, you know, great physical harm, really. So,
and are these government or business or both?
I think, mainly you will think in the utility sector, so energy sectors, you think of water utilities, you know, they talk about opening up dam gates and stuff like that, and, you know, I'm shutting off energy power that was...
So the potential to cause widespread destruction, really.
Right. I mean, there is a potential for that.
Dr. Tobias Feakin agrees that the systems controlling Australia's infrastructure need to be addressed, and he says one way Australia could enhance its digital defence is by working more closely with geopolitical allies.
The US has been making a lot of strides in terms of having bilateral dialogues with China, with Japan, and various other partners across this region, and it's about, you know, learning from what the US has done well, but also learning from its mistakes.
So we could piggyback with them?
To a degree, yes. But also, you know, something we've also said is that as well as understanding and working closer with our traditional ally, the US, we also as a country need to develop, you know, a regional engagement plan of how we're going to engage countries across this region.
That's Dr. Tobias Feakin from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, ending that report by Martin Cudahy.